To order, it's now 4:31. Roll call, please, Dr. Mitchell.
Lynn Ebenkamp, here. Angelina Pride.
Present.
David Malkin.
Present.
Donna Friedman.
Here.
Carrie Chen.
Here.
All board members are present.
Okay. Agenda, is there any changes or anything pulled from agenda?
There is one change from staff. There's a correction to the agenda on the consent calendar for the approval of conference attendance. And this is in your red folder for you to review. So the attachment has been revised to include three attendees to the Prevent, Teach, Reinforce Facilitator Training. It's four dates that are from September 11th through December 18th of 2018. And the conference rate will exceed the $1,750 per person because it's for four days of training. The purpose of this training is to support the work of Tier 3 of PBIS. So there are three staff members that are planning to attend that training. So we have corrected the attachment, which is again included in your red folder.
Okay, so that's it, nothing else?
No more from staff.
Okay. So can I motion to adopt agenda with the correction on the item 7B14? So Dr. Mitchell, sir? Donna, move.
Second.
Lynn, second. Discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Dr. Mitchell, are there any comments on closed session?
There are none.
Okay. I need a motion and a second to approve the designation of agency negotiators for unpresented employees. This is a... Donna, move.
I'll second.
Angelina, second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, we will recess to closed session at 4:33.
Yeah, once you wash it.
Session at 6:10. Okay, flag salute.
Shay is going to lead.
Shay, would you please lead us?
Good evening. If you could put our right hand over our heart, we'll say our pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Closed session report. During the closed session, the Board of Education took the following action. The Board of Education approved the appointment of James Christopher Ferraro to the position of Director of Maintenance and Operation effective August 17, 2018. On a motion? I'm not voting yet. On a motion by Angelina Pride and a second by Don Freeman, the vote of the board was as follow. Carrie Chen, yes. Lynn Ebenkamp, yes. Don Freeman, yes. David Malkin, yes. Angelina Pride, yes. Okay. The second one, the Board of Education approved the appointment of Steve Bowie to the position of Director of Transportation effective August 23, 2018. On a motion by Angelina Pride, a second by Donna Freeman, the vote of the Board of Education as follow. Carrie Chen, yes. Lynn Ebenkamp, yes. Don Freeman, yes. David Malkin, yes. Angelina Pride, yes. I'd like to thank Association of Rhode Island Educators for providing refreshments and tonight's board meeting. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And the report, Shay Loman, Association of Rhode Island Educators President, will provide brief report highlighting what is going on at their organization. Shay, please.
Brief report? You told me I had 45 minutes. No? Okay.
Four.
Okay.
Four.
Yeah. Good evening, Rowland Unified, and happy start to the school year. And really, I want to congratulate our employees that have been promoted to new positions. Congratulations. Glad to see you there. My name is Shay Loman, I am proudly entering my fifth year as the president of the Association of Rowland Educators. ARE is the exclusive representative for over 700 teachers, counselors, psychologists, nurses, and other educators in the Rowland Unified School District. As a member of the Association of Rowland Educators, we are also members of the California Teachers Association and the National Education Association. It is my pleasure to use our brief time tonight to share some of the 155-year history of the California Teachers Association. I promise, not all 155 years. Mm-hmm. CTA's long history is full of the sounds of teachers encouraging students to achieve their full potential, the shouts of victory on countless election nights, and the conversations of educators organizing to speak out on behalf of our students and the communities that we work and live in. It's the sounds of teachers making history and making their voices heard across the state. The 325,000 member CTA is affiliated with the 3.2 million member National Education Association, and both are among the largest unions in the country. We worked effectively at the state and national levels with all major players in the labor movement to build and protect middle-class and working-class families. Founded in 1863 during the Civil War as the Educational Society, CTA won its first major legislative victory in 1866 with the law providing free public schools to California's children. A year later, public funding was secured for students that were schools that educated non-white students. More early victories established bans on using public school funding for sectarian religious purposes, free textbooks for all students in grades 1 through 8, the first due process law for teachers, and a statewide pension, which is still one of the healthiest pensions in the world today. CTA led efforts to outlaw child labor and enact other protections for children. In the 1940s, the union was one of a handful of organizations to protest the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II. While the National Labor Relations Act of 1935 made collective bargaining a lawful, protected activity in the private sector, it did not include public workers or teachers. Wisconsin passed the nation's first public employee bargaining law in 1959. After a decade of school strikes and teacher organizing, California educators at last won the right to bargain collectively in 1975. When the CTA-sponsored Educational Employment Relations Act, also known as the RADA Act, was signed into law by Governor Jerry Brown. A turning point in CTA's history came in 1988. Teachers were tired of lawmakers raiding school funding during every economic downturn. That was the year teachers mobilized to pass Proposition 98, the landmark law, state law guaranteeing about 40% of state's general fund for schools and community colleges. More recently, in November of 2012, CTA led the fight to pass Governor Jerry Brown's Proposition 30. It stopped $6 billion in education cuts to schools and colleges and will generate $47 billion for public schools, universities, and other essential services. CTA has taken a leadership role in training and guiding our members as professional educators. Under the umbrella of the CTA Foundation for Teaching and Learning, the Institute for Teaching is an incubator for educational innovation. Through its successful grants, teachers are able to propose and lead change based on what is working in their classroom. Today, CTA members are still encouraging our students to be their very best. We are still voting. We are still bargaining and organizing for students, for better communities, and for the respect, benefits, and salaries that educators deserve. We are excited to be celebrating 155 years of advocacy on behalf of our profession and our students. We know that there are many challenges ahead for California schools. We know that we will have to work in partnership with the community to overcome these challenges. Our organizations believe that schools need to be at the center of our communities. Again, we'd like to thank the board and Dr. Mitchell for the opportunity to share some of the history of the California Teachers Association. On behalf of the over 700 members of the Association of Rowland Educators, we wish everybody a fantastic 2018-19 school year. Thank you.
Thank you, Shay. Thank you for sharing your CTA history. Thank you. Superintendent report, Dr. Mitchell.
Perfect. Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Monday marked the start of the 18-19 school year with our students reporting back. Our first day of school, or our first 4 days of school. Many of our teachers have spent time really getting to know our students as people, and then proceeding into the depth of learning and building those relationships, which has been a significant priority for us as a district. Monday also marked the beginning of the opening of our Mandarin dual immersion program at Shellen Elementary. So we've had the opportunity to have, Gina was there on Wednesday, as well as Maddie and some other staff, Miriam and so forth, were there, Sylvia, I'm sorry, were there, was there as well, to welcome the newspaper. So the newspaper was there on Wednesday, and so we're looking forward to seeing a story and having our district highlighted in the press as well. So there are a total of 40 kindergartners who had registered for the program, learning both English and Mandarin in kindergarten. And so this dual immersion program, as you know, joins our two Spanish dual immersion programs. So we're very excited and very much appreciate the leadership of the board to launch this program and to serve our community. As Carrie Chen had mentioned, we have two new employees that are in the audience this evening that I'd like the opportunity to introduce them to the public and to have them say a few words. So I'm going to start with Chris Ferraro. Chris has just been appointed as our Director of Maintenance and Operations. It's a promotional position for Chris. He started in the district as a plumber, has served in the role as a supervisor, most recently as our interim director. We're very pleased tonight to be able to name him as our official Director of Maintenance and Operations. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you.
How's it going?
Going.
Good. I just wanted to take a minute to thank the board and Dr. Mitchell and Alex for the opportunity that's been provided to me for this job. I anticipate I'm doing and continuing to do a lot of great things with the department and with the Building Services staff, and truly feel blessed to have this opportunity. And I thank you. Thank you all, and my family, my biggest supporters over there, my son and my girls and my wife. So look forward to keeping up the work.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Chris, and congratulations. We also have our newly appointed Director of Transportation. We have Steve Bowie, who has joined us as well. And Steve comes to us with a significant amount of experience leading transportation departments, both in school districts and in joint ventures, as well as in the private sector. So welcome, Steve, to the Rowland Unified thank School
you.
District.
I want to thank you, the board.
Yep, you got
it. I want to thank the board and Superintendent Mitchell and the cabinet for having me aboard. And it's a great pleasure to be part of the team for this journey to be number one in California. And thank you again.
Great. Thank you, Stephen. Welcome again to our district. So there are other two other items I'd like to share in terms of just marking our calendar, making sure that everyone knows that Rowland Heights Day at the Fair, at the LA County Fair, is September the 14th. Our community receives a discount admission of $6.66 for admission tickets for the fair, and that is because the fair theme is Route 66. And there are special coupons that are available, and they are now on our district website as well. Also want to make sure that everyone knows about the Buckboard Days Parade. And so it's the 46th annual Rowland Heights Buckboard Parade, which is Saturday, October the 20th, and the theme is Passport Through Rowland Heights. So look forward to seeing the community joining us for those two events. Thank you very much.
Student report, student representative report. Regina Garcia, ASB Executive President from Nogales High School, is here, please.
Hello, okay, sorry. Okay, good evening. Mr. President, Superintendent Dr. Mitchell, and members of the cabinet, and members of my audience, my name is Alyssa Chavoya, and I'm here today to represent Nogales High School. At only our first week of school, we have had successes from summer up until now. There was a great turnout on Friday, August 10th, where we held our freshman and parent orientation, where both our students and parents received a great amount of information for the new start of high school. Students were able to engage with all incoming freshmen with the help of Link Crew, hosting games, activities, and a personal tour of our school. Registration week was a very smooth process this year. We had many students come out and volunteer their time and put into the Noble community. We have sold lots of Nogales merchandise, but most importantly, we have increased our numbers and sales for our ASB cards this year. Along with the purchase of your ASB card this year, it came with complimentary t-shirts, one for Noble Spirit Fridays and one for Class Spirit. On the first day of school, students were welcomed by our leadership and Link Crew students with numerous class posters, balloons, our Noble Tunnel, and some music. Our Noble students hosted a greenout on the first day of school, which was really awesome to start off the school year. Over the summer, our Pep Squad attended cheer camp and was able to create a great bond over the summer. We are very proud of all the hours of commitment put in. As of right now, all of our new freshmen have the opportunity to try out for sports such as football, volleyball, wrestling, boys water polo, and cross country. We are all very excited for season to start, and we encourage all board members and the public and community to support all of our teams at Nogales. Our ASB students have been working very hard this summer during our summer work days to prepare for our welcome back rally, homecoming game, and dance. They're looking very forward to this year and enhancing our leadership program, not only as a role model, but academically. Tomorrow, Friday the 17th, as a welcome back treat, we'll be having the Kona Ice Truck on campus after school from 2 to 4 p.m. Coming up soon, we will have the IOC Club Fair on August 23rd and 24th to promote the clubs for kids that are able to join for the new people that came. Students will have two lunch period opportunities to get in action with clubs and possibly find new interests. Also, some exciting news for seniors is the annual Senior Luau on September 5th. We'll be having dinner and Hawaiian entertainment. The following day, September 6th, we'll be inviting all parents and students back to school night. This is a chance for parents to engage with their child's education and get a gist of what their child will be, what their child will be learning throughout the year in their student's education. As a senior, I can personally say that this has been a strong start, and I hope it continues at Nogales. Thank you, and go Nobles.
Thank you. Roland High School, Brendan Kwong, is Roland High School here? Okay. SB President from Roland High School. Brendan.
Good evening, Mr. President, members of the board, Superintendent Dr. Mitchell, and members of the audience. My name is Brandon Kwan, and I'm the 2018 to 2019 ASB President of Roland High School. I am filling in for Emily Birch, the Speaker of the House, who cannot be here tonight because she is representing the school at a varsity volleyball tournament at Gladstone High School. Even though we only finished our fourth day of school, Roland High School has been very busy. Over the summer, preparation for our welcome back assembly began. The theme of the assembly is Zootopia, and the storyline occurs when the main character, Judy Hobbs, is excited to go to school, but after her first day realizes how frightening high school can be. As a freshman, it is very hard for her to fit in. As the assembly continues, she meets different characters representing the other classes who teach her how to be a thinker, communicator, and a contributor. The assembly also highlights fall athletic programs such as choir, roll and dance, color guard, drumline, cheer, and all of our clubs on campus. On Tuesday, July 31st, all incoming ninth graders participated in a freshman orientation hosted by Link Crew and ASB. All ninth graders began in the gym where fun activities were played, as well as getting to know their fellow peers. Each freshman was assigned to a Link Crew leader, and in groups of 15, they toured the entire campus by taking yearbook and ID pictures, purchasing spirit wear, locating their lockers, and receiving their textbooks and learning what opportunities they can make by becoming a Roland Raider. Their day ended at around 2 o'clock p.m. in the gym, where they were given an inspirational speech from Ms. Tan, an English teacher, and Mr. Brunier, as well as a closing video highlighting the entire day. On Wednesday through Friday of that week, sophomores, juniors, seniors, checked in, and were able to fully enter their next years of becoming Roland Raiders students. The first day of school was full of fun and exciting events. Seniors came to school at 5:45 a.m. for the senior sunrise. This was where the whole class came together to watch the sunrise, eat donuts, write letters, and just have a great time. This was a fun way for friends to reconnect and to begin the year on a good note. The rest of the day, Roland hosted our annual No Backpack Day. This was when students went to different classes and learned how to improve on being a thinker, communicator, and contributor. We played interactive games as a graduating class in the stadium and had a guest motivational speaker by the name of Joe Beckman. Tuesday, August 14th, was the first day that all students attended their academic classes and started off this new 2018 to 2019 school year. Our fall athletic teams have been busy practicing throughout the summer. Girls volleyball has already played 2 games and will continue to play more. Tomorrow night, we will host our football scrimmage game versus Loara High School starting at 5 p.m. with Frosh and JV teams, and varsity will start at 7 o'clock p.m. We will also continue our annual club fair day on August 31st. On this day, all of the clubs of Roland High School will be able to showcase what they do and what they consist of in the form of posters as well as lively music. Eager students will then observe each of these clubs and choose to their desire on which club they want to commit to. We hope that this event will be hosted in our new quad. Homecoming revealing will be on September 5th. As the president, I am very eager to know what my last homecoming theme will be for this year. We hope to also prepare this event in the quad and attract as many students as possible so that we can potentially build the morale and execution of the school socially. Back to school night is on September 6th, and we as a school are eager to show curious parents and others upon our improvements and ideas that we have implemented throughout summer and this school year. We hope that you guys as well take a visit on this day and enjoy the Raider community. Lastly, on September 13th, Roland will execute our first service event sponsored by the IBA. By partnering with the City of Hope, we will be set to start our first blood drive. Therefore, I recommend that all of you guys join us in saving people's lives. Although the year has just started, I can absolutely tell that we are off to an amazing start to this new school year. I'm very excited about all the events ASB has planned and ready to see the rest of the student body to think more deeply about the presence of the school, contribute more to events and activities, and effectively communicate what they want to achieve. Thank you and have a great night.
Thank you, Brandon. Okay, next time, public comments. Written request addressed to the board. Dr. Mitchell, is there any comments?
Request? There are. We have all two.
Right. You have two. Okay. Yes. All right. So remarks are limited to 3 minutes unless extended to further or limited by vote of the board. A maximum of 20 minutes unless extended by the board is allocated for each subject discussed. Ordinarily, board members will not respond to the presentations and no action can be taken. However, the board may give direction to the staff following the presentation. Roy Humphrey, Mr. Humphrey.
Okay, thank you for all the good things you do. Today's message is from retired Bond Oversight Committee Chairman Harry Peterson, who notes that the district's refusal to publish his departing document message slash speech is a moral ethical violation, and to that, what's new? Of course, we have nothing to hide. Mr. Peterson also notes, as Ms. Pride has noted, that more than one subject in these three-minute comments is too much to deal with to include the board. I say, really? As Mr. P. Atwood on the June video on my YouTube site, the board notes that he wants to know what is the status of the Roland Unified school teachers who were arrested and charged for alleged molesting kids, one Carlos Bunguia, and I was messing up his name, at Hurley, and Jose Martinez at Roland Elementary School, whose bail was set at $1.4 million. Questions: have they been terminated? Are they still on paid leave? What have you done to assure that the staff cannot do these types of activities? What have you done to educate the entire community as to these dangers and goings on? What have you done to assure that Roland Unified is a safe place for all kids? Do you have a reporting site on your website? And as per Harry Peterson's rule, if you treat people like they're stupid, they soon adapt to acting like they're stupid. So I'm not going to do that. But things to look forward to in future 3 Minutes of Fame is the libelous conduct of Denise Jackman, which actually reflects the character of this district. And Eric Hartman, you may remember him and Wendy Toy's meeting, which after which 3 days later he put in his resignation. And as you know, he's was head of fiscal activities. The election results, usual suspects, that kind of makes my job a little easier. And the $50 million Oswald bond windfall. And as noted in Merchant of Venice by Shakespeare, all that glitters is not gold. And as I've changed one of the mantras here, I found that for nothing is hidden except to be revealed. Nor has anything been secret, but that would be come to light. That's Mark 4:22. Thank you.
Kay Loman.
I couldn't pass up another 3 minutes at the microphone. I don't have a speech prepared, but I wanted to just be one of the first to congratulate three of our board members, actually the whole board, but three of our board members who have recently been reelected. Essentially to our board. As many of you know, we had a filing period for school board races, and nobody decided to challenge our current school board members. And I think that is a huge, huge testament to the work that all of you, all of us in here are doing. You know, despite some of the uninformed rhetoric that's spoken from this microphone, I think it is clear that the community has seen an absolute change over the last 6 years in this school district. I know I do. I see it every single day. I see it with our staff. And I have friends. I have family that live in this community, and they see it as well. So I just wanted to be one of the first to congratulate the entire Roland Unified community for this real, just this super strong show of support by the community. So thank you.
The next item is the discussion and action item, the first item 6A. Need a motion and a second to receive the second reading and adopt new board policy 12440, volunteer assistant. Need a motion.
I'll move.
Donna, second. Move.
Second.
Angelina, second. Discussion?
Yeah. I have one question on it. Nowadays, families can be very complex as to what constitutes a family. And in here, we have the board encourages parents / guardians and other members of the community. And I was thinking if it should say the board encourages parents, guardians, and significant others and other members of the community. I looked up in the dictionary significant others. And in Webster Dictionary says a person having importance in or influence on another's life. And nowadays, a child might be living at home with somebody other than a guardian or a parent. That might be a significant other. So I was going to recommend that we include significant other in that sentence. There's actually another location where it's repeated in the second paragraph.
Yeah, Lynn?
Why not just say others and others?
Yeah.
Then it can be anybody.
Any other comments?
Actually, after the first reading, when we bring it back for second reading.
This is the second reading.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
this is
sorry.
Supposed to be the vote night, right?
That is correct.
Can we make changes tonight? Or should
you may,
those
that
have
is
been made before this?
Yeah, no voting, but then we have a recommendation, right?
So when it's on first reading, then the board is welcome to make suggested changes at that time. Second reading, the board is also welcome to make changes at that time. So we would just need to have the opinion of the board whether or not we would like to accept the recommendation or the suggestion from Mr. Malkin. And it is in a couple of different places. I think it would be important to see the how the sentence reads in its totality. I don't think that the suggestion hinders the meaning of what's there. It does say the first full sentence says the board encourages parents, guardians, and other members of the community to share their time, knowledge, and abilities with students. So if we were to change that to say the board encourages parents, guardians, significant others, and other members of the community to share their time, knowledge, and abilities with students. Or, as Ms. Ebbenkamp had said, the board encourages parents, guardians, and others to share their time, knowledge, and abilities with students. I don't think it's a significant change. You know, this is one that, as we looked at it as cabinet, we wanted to be inclusive. And generally, if a student is residing with someone, they generally are either the parent or the guardian, or they're a member of our community. So we wanted to be inclusive because we do have a lot of grandparents that volunteer and work. And we have grandparents that are not related to our students. We have a grandparent network of senior citizens that work in our schools and support the student learning and achievement that are not biologically related to students in the schools that they're volunteering in. And they are a significant asset to our district. There also is another place where it's found in the policy. It's a little longer sentence, but it says the superintendent or designee shall develop and implement a plan for recruiting, screening, and placing volunteers, including strategies for reaching underrepresented groups of parents, guardians, and community members. I do think that in that second placement, I think it is appropriate as presented. I think if we're looking at underrepresented groups, parents, guardians, and community members is as a whole. It's different intention than what perhaps the first sentence is. But again, I defer to the interest of the board. And I don't know, Mr. Malkin, if you had intended that it be changed in both locations or just in the top one.
I think we changed in the first sentence, first paragraph, that the second paragraph would be okay as is.
Okay. Input from the board?
I'm okay with significant others to add as a first sentence.
I'm fine with it.
Okay.
So would it so that we get this right, and if you could note this, Mr. Bixler, to say the board encourages parents, guardians, significant others, and other members of the community to share their time, knowledge, and abilities with students.
Correct. Yes? Mm-hmm.
And then the second paragraph, we would leave it as presented?
Correct.
Okay.
So do we need to in the motion again with the change or how?
It would be to adopt it as amended to add that in the first paragraph, correct?
So do we need to withdraw the motion first? Or then?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Should they rescind?
No, withdraw the motion?
You have pull the motion.
Mm-hmm. The I rescind my second.
Okay, I need a motion with the changes. Dr. Mitchell just mentioned made a revision of that.
Mm-hmm. I second.
Donna, move, and Angelina, second. And discussion again? If we would say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, the second item is Amanda's certification of signatures. Need a motion?
And
the second to approve.
Sorry.
Approve the adopt resolution AS 181902 with amended certification of signatures, which reflects updated and administrative staff signatures. I need a motion.
I make a motion.
And a second.
Second.
Donna, second. Discussion. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next item, I need a motion and a second to approve the contract agreement between the Roland Unified School District and the Inland Valley Hope Partners for a donation of student food item from the Nutrition Services Department.
I make a motion.
Angelina make motion and
the I'll second.
Lynn second. Discussion?
I would just like to say again, thank you for you are here. Thank you for coming up with this program. I think it's a really neat program. So thank you.
Yeah, it was an expression of the board that we didn't want to waste so much food, and this is making good use of it.
Yes, we have a lot of people. Yeah,
I would agree with other two colleagues here that I think it's a wonderful program that for people in the audience that might not know, it's food that students might get at their mealtime that hasn't been opened or been exposed that they can put on a table, and it's donated to needy families. Right now it's being donated, I guess, weekly, and we're trying to get it more frequently than that, which would be nice. But I think it's a great program.
More discussion? More comment? In favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, next, consent calendar. I need the motion and the second for the consent calendar.
I move we accept the consent calendar.
Lynn first.
I'll second.
And Donna second. Discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Conference session. What amend the comments? Mr. Malkin, you are the first tonight.
Oh, okay. First, I want to echo what Mr. Lohman said. Welcome everybody back for the new school year. And I really thought that the kickoff last week at Pacific Palms was a big success. Having both classified and certificated together with the theme of it takes a team, basically, to get to know your students, to provide a good education program, really helped out having everybody together rather than having certificated at one session and classified at another. So I really hope that we can continue to do a joint welcome back like that. And the speaker, George Kurios, I thought did an excellent job in presenting that theme. I want to thank Gina and Brandy and people in technology department for helping out. Boy, that was a huge 13,000 chairs. 1,300 chairs. 13,000. Dodger Stadium. 1,300 chairs was unbelievable. I was speaking to Mark at Pacific Palms, and he said that set a record for the number of people in one audience. Mm-hmm. So you guys did a fantastic job to organize that. Last night, I attended RCPTA's first meeting of the year. And, you know, we have such a wonderful group of parents that give of their time to come out at night. I mean, they have their students at home after the first week of school, and they're trying to get their students ready, you know, for school, for dinner, for bedtime, whatever. And they're giving up their family time to come here for an hour and a half, 2 hours, to work on PTA activities to help the district become even a better district. And David Lopez is the president again this year, and is just doing a wonderful job doing that. And I really want to thank the parents and the presidents of all the local PTAs at the local schools. I want to congratulate our three incumbents that are coming back. I have my friends here again next year. Two more years, and Donna and I will see what our luck is. In the consent package, last year we had a classified recognition luncheon, and there was a list of donors. I want to thank those community donors that donated to that event that made that luncheon a success. They go beyond their involvement in the community by supporting our classified employees by doing that. And then September 14th, as Dr. Mitchell already mentioned, is our Roland Heights Day at the Fair. If anybody out there, if you know anybody out there that has a group that wants to be in the parade, let me know. August 29th is the cutoff, and we'd be more than happy to get them in the parade. They get free admission, free parking if they're in the parade, and all they have to do is organize a group, have one person sign in at 3:30, and then be ready to stage for the parade at 4:30. So we'd love to have you in the parade. If ARE wants to march in the parade, we'd love to have them. And CSEA also, if CSEA is available, love to have both the unions marching in the parade. And one other thing, Ms. Garcia is the only one that was brave enough to sit in the front row. And I admire her for doing that.
She was in the front for a little
They're all in the back. They're all in the back. Ms. Garcia is the only one that had the confidence to sit there. So I admire her for doing that. And that's it. Thank you.
Okay, you said the same thing for welcome back. I mean, I really enjoyed it so much. It was so nice to see everyone. It was like a big, happy family. And our speaker was great because we were all laughing and crying, and he did an outstanding job. It was just terrific. Happy for Steve and Chris to be part of everything for our district. And then the first day of school, how exciting. That's the time I remember the kids that behave the best. You have no behavior problems, and the rooms look immaculate and so perfect. All that hard work that everybody did, and now everyone can enjoy it in the classrooms. At the welcome back, I talked to John Stalmont from JELIC and principal, and I said, oh, I know that they were working on your turnaround where the kids are going to be dropped off. How did it go? Oh, it's so perfect. And then he had to mention Marcos, that he was so good implementing everything and making sure that he knew what was going on. It's really nice to hear these compliments. And we know building services did great job through all the schools and everything. And that was just one incident that I heard about. But I know that everything looks great. Today I met with the superintendent at ROP, and he also wanted to mention that building services and the department is always helping with the gates and everything like that, and it's perfect. And then Dave and I were having a conversation. We don't know how lucky that you three are to not have to campaign and do that all over again. So that's really good, and how exciting for you guys. And we're a really good team, and I'm really happy to know that you guys will be here. And I know that school will be terrific. That's it.
Lynn?
I think I can ditto what everybody said about the welcome back, because it was fabulous. I do want to welcome our newly hired and our employees who were advanced to new positions, because we always want to have the best and brightest leaders for our teachers, our employees, our department heads as possible, because without them, we won't keep making good progress. And, you know, we've been able to, I think, make some good promotions from within, but we need to bring some from the outside of the district if our employees aren't quite prepared, and I think we've had a good mix of that. I was just so pleased to see Roland High School, how it's coming along and how it looks from the exterior. From the outside, it looks like it's almost finished, but then I see a lot of skeletons in the background where the performing arts building is. But it looks really good, and I think when it's finished, it'll look good. And I hope you'll all remember that education is a gift to kids that the world can never, ever erase. So have a great year.
Angie?
Okay, triple diddle on the welcome back. And again, as Mr. Malkin stated, my favorite part was that the teachers and classified were together and that it wasn't separate. And I think that that encouraged a lot more people to come out and attend as well. So thank you for all of you that worked so hard on that and making that happen. Congrats to our new employees, as Ms. Ebbenkamp stated. I think that we're continuing on the path of bringing the best and brightest into new positions. Thank you to Shay Lohman for the history lesson on CTE. You know I love history as much as you do. There was some of that I knew, but a lot of it that I didn't. So thank you. That was very informative. Finally, I would like to say, usually my board report is like 2 seconds, but I'm going to go like maybe a minute and a half this time. When I went down to the registrar recorder to file my paperwork to run for re-election, they have a picture there on the counter of a line that was of people that wrapped, if I'm not mistaken, I want to say 7 miles, that people standing in line to vote for Nelson Mandela when he ran for president. And it was because they wanted change and they wanted to see some different things happen. 5 years ago, we didn't have a 7-mile line outside of the election places, but we had one of the biggest voter turnouts that we've ever had for an election for the Roland Unified School Board positions. And the fact that the three of us were not challenged, again, as Mr. Lohman stated, I think speaks volumes of the hard work that all of this board has put in, but most importantly, of the leadership that is now in place here at the district. and for the development and the investment that we have put into our teachers and into our classified employees, and most importantly, the investment that we have put into our students and the classrooms and their learning and education, because that's made a huge difference. And that's why nobody came out to challenge us in this race this time, because they see the path that we're on. I always would say, this train is moving forward. Get on board, get on board. And this just shows that this train is on the right track, and it's going through the stations, and it's making progress at each stop, and we're hooking up the right cabooses to it. Okay. Do they still use that word, cabooses? I'm old, okay? So, but we're making such good progress, and I really want to take the opportunity. I know that we say it one-on-one a lot, but I really want to take the opportunity to thank Dr. Mitchell, to thank Dennis, to thank Alex, and Maddie, you're new, but thank you too, and to thank all of you. Shay, please relate to our teachers and say thank you to our classified, and say thank you to all of you that work here at the district and administration, at transportation, at maintenance and operations, and every other position across our district, because it's you and what you've done under this leadership that made the difference this year. I'm 100% convinced of that. I talk to people, they're happy. They're happy with the education that their students are getting. They're happy with what's happening in the classroom and what's taking place in this district. And as Mr. Lohman stated, despite all the negativity that just a small faction want to throw out, it's totally outweighed by those who truly understand what's going on in this district, for those who are truly involved in what's going on in this district, and for those who truly take the time to see what's going on in this district and not just make things up and spew them out. So again, thank you to the community and to all of you for your support and for the vote of confidence. I am very humbled by it, extremely humbled by it, but I promise to do what I can to keep us, you know, on that right track. And just to close, one of my favorite quotes by Nelson Mandela, what counts in life is not the mere fact that we have lived, it is what difference we have made to the lives of others that will determine the significance of the life that we lead. And I think that for any of us involved in education, that kind of quote needs to be at the forefront of our mind every day as we step into a classroom, or as we encounter a student, or as we encounter a school district employee, to let them know that we're here, we're supporting our kids, we're supporting our future. So thank you again to all of you. I appreciate all of you.
Yes, the last Friday when I heard the message, it says there's nobody file challenges, and my feeling is I received the message from the community, that was trust without a word, and the trust, not only three of us, it trust all the entire board and Dr. Mitchell, cabinet, and everyone in this room, and everybody here has done a good job, and that's why nobody challenges, and they keep us doing their work, and this way we have we can focusing and our work, continue our work, and keep this the board is stable and the consistency, and we can do a better job. So I appreciate the community give us the full trust. The welcome back event at the Pacific Palm, I was so excited. I couldn't stay in my seat. I jumped up and went to the back of the room and took pictures. I want to put my pictures to the social media to share with my friends, and tell everybody how powerful it is. I feel the full room have high morale. The people is excited, I'm excited. I'm so excited. I went to the back of the room and took pictures to the hall and took picture to the control table, where Miriam Kim was there, and they are controlling the equipment, and I see the the audience and the teachers or the employees and everyone, they take picture of each other when after the event, and everybody's so excited, and I can tell this is like a big, just like a big family, and I have to keep this. So that's, I like to give the credit to Dr. Mitchell and everyone organized this, Miriam and Gina, and thank you for an outstanding job. And I'd like to congratulate and wish Mr. Bowie and Mr. Farrell, two individuals that take the new position tonight, and wishing them the best. Yeah. And lastly, on September 8th, the Roland Heights Chinese Association have an annual anniversary celebration, and also that will be a community service award. And this year, Roland High Chinese Association will honor Dr. Mitchell for her outstanding job, and the community, Asian community, Chinese community, want to say thank you to Dr. Mitchell for your leadership and the contribution to the community. Now, the event's open to public, to everyone, and everyone invited, and it will be on September 8th at the Lobster Bay restaurant at the Pearl Plaza at the corner of Nogales and Freeway, next to the Danny's restaurant at 6 o'clock. So everyone are welcome, and if you're interested to come, you can come contact me, or I will leave some tickets at Brandy's office, so you can pick up from Brandy's office or contact me. And that night we honor Dr. Mitchell.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, then we need to. Oh, that one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Public hearing will be held on September 13, 2018 to receive comments regarding the sufficiency of instructional materials as required by Education Code Section EC 60119. Okay. Okay. Then we need to return to closed session 7 o'clock. Okay. Move.
Are we set? Okay.
Already? Okay. The
return to open
session at 7:15. Okay. Closed session report. The Board of Education approved the appointment of Miriam Kim to the position of Director of District Outreach and Community Relations on a motion by Angelina Pry and a second by Don Freeman. The vote of the board was as follows. Kerry C. Chen, yes. Lynn Gambenkamp, yes. Don Freeman, yes. David Malkin, yes. Angelina Pride, yes. The Board of Education approved the appointment of Mariella Moscow to the position of a KA Assistant Principal of the Ibarra Academy on a motion by Don Freeman and a second by Lynn Gambenkamp. The vote of the board was as follows. Kerry C. Chen, yes. Lynn Abingham, yes. Don Freeman, yes. David Malkin, yes. Angelina Pride, yes.
Motion to adjourn.
Both motion carries. And motion. I need a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll move.
Donna?
I second.
Angelina, second. If we say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Motion adjourn at 7:16. All right.
Yay.
They can go.